Episode 20.
Hello and welcome to the Megan Dredge podcast. Megan Dredge, yes, that's me, and I am super passionate about helping you to become an even better educator. I believe in teachers and I believe in education, the best profession in the world, the profession that teaches all others. It doesn't matter whether you've been teaching for decades or if you're a brand new teacher, there's always something we can all do to improve our practice.
Change your tomorrow in 60 seconds today. I remember being a university student, and at the beginning, typically at the beginning of every semester, when your lecturers hand out the subject lines and a list of the assessments, I remember in this particular course, we were asked to keep a reflective journal. And I did what every student does. I went straight into the assessment page and I looked at what the requirements were for this journal. And I saw that we were supposed to write down our experience as a teacher while we were on prac, while we were doing our rounds, and we were supposed to write down our thoughts and to reflect on what we were learning during this time. Well, I remember reading the outline of this particular assignment, and I just remember groaning on the inside. I remember thinking, how is this going to help me be a better teacher? I'm supposed to write down what I'm thinking. I'm supposed to reflect on my experience. I quickly learned the phrase reflective practice. And I remember thinking, how is this even going to happen? I mean, surely these people setting these assignments know how busy and how crazy it is as a teacher, particularly as a teaching student. You are just crazy trying to prepare your lessons and manage the students and talk to your leading teacher and meet the principal and do all of these things. And here our university lecturers wanted us to write in a journal as well as do all of that. And I sat there and I thought, this is absolutely crazy. I'll just have to do this and make sure I turn it in to get the marks, and we'll go from there. And that's literally what my attitude was. I was and am a good student, maybe not so good given what I'm disclosing to you right now, but I decided that I would do it purely because it was a requirement of the course, not because it was something that I wanted to do. So I kept my daily journal during my practicum, during my rounds that semester, and I would write down what I learned and what I saw and what I noticed, and I just was going through the motions. Well, it didn't take long for me to humbly realize that this was an incredible thing. This requirement that they had so meanly imposed on us was actually something that was going to help me. Within a few days of writing down my thoughts and my learnings, I found that I was looking forward to this journal time at the end of each day. And I would write down the things that I did well, and I would write down the moments where I felt like I was fully engaged in teaching, or the moments where I felt the students were fully engaged. I started seeing themes in my teaching skills. I began to see the areas of strength where I felt like I continued to excel. And I also began to recognize my own style as a teacher. And all of these years later, this is something that I'm constantly talking to teachers about, is about finding their style, finding their voice, being true to who they are. And for me, this process began all those years ago when I was forced to keep a reflective journal. I also began to see specific areas where I could improve, particular areas of my teaching where I seemed to keep missing the mark, and I was able to start incorporating these improvements into my next day of teaching. And this was all whilst I was on prac. This was while I was a university student doing my rounds in the school, and it was an amazingly cathartic experience. And surprisingly, it built my self-esteem as a teacher, because I was able to objectively say, this is what I felt I did really well in, and I was able to accept and take responsibility for the areas where I needed to improve. And it's interesting, because since that experience, when I was forced to keep a reflective journal, I've actually maintained this daily discipline of daily reflection. And the title of this podcast today is 60 Seconds, Change Your Tomorrow in 60 Seconds Today. And really, you can actually do it. You can actually change what you do in a day by reflecting. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's about taking time to reflect on the day. And I encourage you just to start with 60 seconds, that at the end of your very next teaching day, that you will take 60 seconds to reflect on what happened in that day. For me, a lot of what I record are funny stories or particular moments with students. I feel like I have a lot of them. You know, those moments that we share in the staff room, or the moments we share when we get home at night. And lots of them are humorous moments, but I'm so glad that I have the discipline of writing them down, because these moments are the stories I tell now. These are the moments that help me to regain my passion as a teacher when I'm having one of those hard days or one of those hard lessons, reliving some of those funny moments where students say funny, crazy things. You know what it's like. We all retell these stories. And for me, the discipline of writing them down has helped them to become embedded in my heart and mind. And I can just refer back to them anytime. But I also write down the moments where I feel I was brilliant. And I actually say, I did a really good job of that. I record my own tendencies, the things that I tend towards, the times when I feel I get off track as a teacher. All of these things I record. And I know that sounds like a lot. I don't do all of those things every single day. I just take a few moments at the end of the day to reflect on what I've done well and what I haven't done well. And this applies whether I've been teaching students, whether I've been doing a professional development course for teachers. Recently, I ran a course at a university for students, for primary school students. Regardless of what it is, I take time at the end of the day to say, hey, how did today go? What went well and what can I do better? And you can honestly do that in 60 seconds. My encouragement to you is to ask yourself some questions. So let me just go through some helpful questions that you can ask. I've got 8 questions here that you can ask at the end of your day in order to change your tomorrow. And you can answer these questions. You can pick one and answer it in 60 seconds or less. So here we go. Number 1, what was my most memorable moment today? Now, this memorable moment could be for positive or negative reasons, and either is fine. It's not about writing down all the incredibly amazing things. It's also about recording, hey, this was memorable because I really made a mistake, or I made a wrong judgment call, or my students got upset, or I lost control of the class. So it can be something that it can be a negative reason that it's memorable. So what was your most memorable moment today? Number 2, what humorous story do I have from today? And I've just mentioned this, but you know, those crazy stories, the things where students say things. One of my most humorous stories that pops to mind right now is, I remember when I was writing my book for casual teachers. And at the time, I was teaching full time in a private boys' school. And I thought, you know what, I'll just do some action research. I'll just ask my current students, they were year 3-4 students. I thought, I'll just ask them what they think makes a great casual relief teacher. And so I gathered them around my desk. I stopped their work and I said, boys, gather around. Let's just talk about this. I said, I'm your teacher and I'm in here every day. I said, but sometimes when I go, if I have a professional development course to go to, or a meeting, or if I'm sick, you will have a casual teacher. And they're nodding and saying, yes, yes, yes. And I said, well, I'm writing a book to help casual teachers be even better at what they do. And so I wanted to ask you boys, year 3-4 boys, you're my students. You have several casual teachers throughout the year when I'm not here. What do you think makes a great casual teacher? And so I got the standard answers. Well, they're kind, or they're friendly. A couple of boys said, well, if they give you lollies, that's pretty cool. A couple of boys said, well, they take you out for sport, or they do drama, or various answers. And one boy, he just kind of filled this moment and he said, Mrs. D. And I said, yes. I looked at him and he's got this sincere, honest looking face, and he's leaning onto the side of my desk and he's really thought about this. And he said, Mrs. D, do you know what's great about a casual teacher? And I said, what? Tell me. And he said, it's great when you're sick and tired of your own teacher. That would be me. And I looked back at him and I said, thank you so much, James, for your wisdom. That'll be very helpful in my upcoming book. And I went and I told the teachers in the staff room that lunchtime, you'll never guess, I did this thing. And one of my own students, whom I teach every day, says the great thing about casual teachers is when you're sick and tired of your own teacher. I went home. I told my husband, Rowan, about this. I mean, this was just a humorous story, but the fact that I wrote it down is the reason that I can now reflect on it and enjoy that experience all over again. And that's because I have a daily discipline of reflection. I don't write pages and pages of notes. I don't spend hours doing this. I just take a few moments at the end of the day to reflect. So writing down a humorous story will help you to remember, and it gives you an opportunity to enjoy the humor of that story over and over again. Number three, the third question you can ask is, what do I feel I achieved today? What did I achieve? What can I tick off my list, whether it be a physical list or whether it be something, a skill as a teacher that you've been working on? What did I achieve today? Number four, what did I struggle with today? And sometimes I feel that we're a bit apprehensive when it comes to asking a question like this, because we say, well, you know, I don't want to admit I'm struggling. And beginning teachers have trouble with this because they feel that they have to get everything right, and they feel that they have to keep up appearances. And if they admit that they're struggling, then everyone will think they're not a very good teacher. In my experience, I have found the opposite to be true. When a beginning teacher says, hey, I've tried this, but it didn't really work. I'm struggling with it. Could you give me some pointers on what I could do better? I have found that they are far more respected and far more honored because they were big enough to take personal responsibility and ask for help. And the same goes for being an experienced teacher. I think sometimes we say, well, we can't ask what we struggled with because we're supposed to have it all together. We've had the experience. We've had all these years of teaching. We shouldn't still be struggling with things. But the truth is, great teachers always have things that they're improving on. And so asking, what am I struggling with, or what did I struggle with today, actually is coming from a position of strength and security, not a position of weakness and insecurity. Because a secure teacher says, hey, what didn't go well? What did I struggle with? Where did I miss the mark today? Where did I not get it right? Where did I fail? And by identifying that area where you struggled during the day, you are more than on the solution side of the problem. Because just taking a moment to identify where you went wrong, and more specifically, what went wrong and what contributed to that, is half the way to solving it, because you've actually put language around what didn't go too well. So that's number four. What did I struggle with today? Number five, what was my greatest moment of satisfaction? When you reflect on this past day of teaching, what was your greatest moment of satisfaction? That moment where you went, oh, this is awesome, or yes, I did it, or you had that light bulb satisfying moment for you today in your last teaching day. As you reflect, what was your greatest moment of satisfaction? What a great question to ask, and how satisfying to answer that. Number six, what was my greatest moment of frustration? And this follows on not so much an area of struggle, but an area where you just felt frustrated, where you just said, oh, this is just driving me crazy. I remember teaching, I said that I recently did a university course, and I had a whole bunch of kids come into the university during the school holidays. And I remember I was trying to explain this particular concept to a student. And I said, so what you need to do is you need to read this here, and then you need to write down the main points. And this student looked back at me and she said, so what do you mean? And I said, so you need to read this article here and you need to write down the main points. And she just looked back at me and she said, well, so what should I write down? And I was thankfully self-aware enough to go, This is really irritating me. What's so hard about reading the article and writing down the main points? And I found myself being self-aware in the moment. And I managed to fumble my way through and I re-explained it to her and gave her some starters, and she got off and did what was asked. And at the end of the day, I thought, what was my moment of frustration? It was when I had to repeat the same instruction 3 times, and this student just didn't, for whatever reason, didn't engage, didn't get it. And I just took a moment to ask, why didn't that student get what was happening? And I came up with several answers. One was because I had an insight into her family and there was some challenges going on. So perhaps she was just focused on, you know, distracted by the challenge that her family was facing. Two, perhaps I didn't actually explain it properly. Perhaps it was the problem with the way I gave the instructions. Three, was she struggling with the material? Well, I don't think so. I'm fairly confident that she was able to read what I'd given her and that she had the ability to answer those questions. So I quickly ruled that out as a possibility. But just taking those few moments to say, I was so incredibly frustrated, where I said, just read the article and get the main points out. That's all you have to do. It's really simple. But it was a moment of frustration. But because I had the daily discipline of reflecting on it, instead of that just being a lost moment in my teaching history, it's now become my teaching story. It's become part of my teaching story because I took time to reflect, to ask why, to think about how I might do it differently, to think about what might have contributed to that student's lack of understanding, and more personally, what was contributing to my frustration around it. That's the power of self-reflection. And that is how you, my friend, my teacher friend, can change your tomorrow in 60 seconds today by taking a moment to reflect. Number 7, what improvements can I make? And really, this is a question you can be asking all the time, right throughout your teaching day. What improvements can I make? Next time I teach this topic, how will I do it even better? Next time I have a meeting with a parent, how will I engage them more effectively? How will I listen more effectively and more intently? What improvements can I make? And number 8, what did I learn from another teacher? The key word there is learn. Learning from another teacher, not what can I copy from another teacher, but what can I learn from another teacher? And I've found this takes 2 forms. This is either something I learned from a teacher who was amazing, or something that I learned from a teacher who wasn't so amazing. And it's not from a critical place. It's not from a judgmental place. It's from a curious place. Hey, that teacher has really lost control of their class right now. What can I learn from this? I'm curious. What can I learn that can help me to be a better teacher? Rather than, well, she or he's totally lost control. Oh my goodness, I'm never going to do that. There's no learning. There's nothing in there that's going to serve you. But if you can adopt a curious learning phrase, wow, what can I learn from this? And equally, another teacher does something amazing or explains something amazing or connects with a student in this incredible way, and you think, wow, what did I learn from them? How can I incorporate? Not what can I copycat from them, but what can I learn? What can I take from what they did, and how can I apply it to my own teaching? So those 8 questions are 8 questions that you can ask at the end of your teaching day, and you will truly be able to change your tomorrow in 60 seconds today. You really will be able to do that. Thank you so much for joining me today. Next week, please join us again for our next episode, episode 21, which is going to be about 9 ways to have amazing collaborative meetings. 9 ways to have amazing collaborative meetings. So join us next week for that. I'd love it if you could take a moment to subscribe firstly in iTunes, but to rate this podcast, because it helps get the word out and it helps that other teachers know all the great stuff that's going on that can help them be even better than what they do. Well, this week, enjoy the journey. More importantly, enjoy the moments. I'll see you next time on the Meek and Dredge podcast. Ciao, ciao.